Blog Talk Radio.
This is Desperate House Witches with Dorian Wallace, and as always, my lovely sister, Ms. Raina Starr.
Hello, bitches. I mean, witches, whatever. Identify your fucking selves. I don't give a shit at this point.
Oh, wait. What was it you said to me the other day? If the shoe fits, buy a second pair.
If the shoe fits, buy a second pair, honey. You can be witchy and bitchy all at the same time. Goddess knows I am on a constant basis. I don't give a shit. So yeah. Let me just start off by saying, okay, listen, I am on the air with you tonight. It is a half hour show tonight. We are doing an abbreviated show because half you bitches who usually listen to us are probably out partying your asses off and making your extended plans for New Year's Eve. So. And the other reason we're doing a half-hour show is because my charming sister decided to cock-block me tonight. Yes, I had a date, and I fucking canceled it because my sister pouted at me and said, the show. And I said, oh, all right, because you know what? She's cute, and I love her. That's why.
Because you're good fucking to me. Because we've missed so many shows, like, the last couple months with cancellations and
so half of our fucking guests, you don't fucking ride their asses, but oh no, Big Sister's got to take the hit for the fucking slackers that don't show up on the air when they say they're going to. But you know what? That's all right, because everything for a reason. I ain't mad at anybody. Except you for cock-blocking me, because, you know, I'm an old woman, honey. I got to get it where I can get it. Now, seriously, I mean...
You can beat me later.
You know, and I might enjoy that. You better watch yourself, because I might like it. And you might,
you know,
too. That's another show altogether, so let's get back on top. What?
I was going to say, we should do that. We should do that. You know, I know a lot of people in the fetish community. We should totally do a show.
What kinky shit is our audience into? You know what? That would make a great show. I'd enjoy the shit out of a show like that. Because, you know, sometimes I lay in bed and I wonder what kind of kinky fucked up shit our listeners are into. I do. I wonder these things. I do. Give your shout out. Let's get this bitch rolling.
I know. Speaking of, the nice segue.
Right.
All right, yes. If you're listening, I'm sending you, what am I sending you? I think I'm going to send you a tuna fish knuckle sandwich.
Ew.
And maybe some plain chips. That way you get the fancy sandwich and you get the plain chips. Love you, Jess.
You love you, Jesse. And you know what? That's an ass reason right there. I'm going to give you a fancy sandwich and some tired-ass chips. What kind of bullshit is that?
I'll give her fancy chips next time.
Give the girl some damn Doritos. Give her something high-end. Don't give her that no-name brand shit. That's just wrong on many levels. What the fuck is wrong with you?
All right. She likes Cheetos. She likes Cheetos Puffs. So I'll send you some Cheetos. There you go.
And the fancy tuna sandwich. And let me also specify that this is a tuna sandwich not made with Miracle Whip. Ew, Miracle Whip is ass.
You know, I swear there are two camps. People who love Miracle Whip and people who hate it. I am one of the few exceptions. I will eat it with bologna, but I will not go out of my way. You know, because it was something I had tried when I was a kid at a babysitter's. And it was just like, oh, my God, bologna and Miracle Whip just for some reason does it for me. I can't eat it with anything else.
You are one twisted. You are a twisted little peanut. Can I tell you? You are just one twisted little girl. I don't know
I
how we got
my big sister.
No, honey, because I don't eat that nasty-ass Miracle Whip on anything. You can put it on whatever you like, and you go ahead and eat it. I won't touch it on anything. And if I go to a restaurant, that's why I stopped ordering a tuna sandwich in a restaurant, because those bitches cheap out on you, and they don't put the real mayo on. They put on that nasty-ass sour taste of Miracle Whip. I'm sorry. I'm opinionated. You fuckers know that about me. I'm in a rare form tonight. Blame it on the kid sister. She cock-blocked me. I'm not thrilled right now. I'm frustrated. I'm tired. Mama needs to get laid. This is some bullshit right here. Anyway, okay.
I'm going to kill your ass.
If I go missing, you guys know what happened. Go look at her house under the floorboards.
Don't even look under the floorboards, because you'd be a grease spot and nobody would know where you were. I will make sure I dispose of you in every way, shape, and form. I know how to bury the bodies, trust me. But anyway, all kidding aside, so here we are. It is the end of the year, okay? And we've been doing a lot of talking about the shift. We've been doing a lot of talking about the rebirth, the changeover, the new attitude, everything that's switching and coming into play now. You know, it's interesting. We're looking at politics. Oh, by the way, on our next show, we are going to have our very own pagan pundit, Taliesin, will be with us to talk about what he refers to as the fiscal slope. Which is something I'm dying to talk about. And he's got a couple of other topics that he mentioned to me earlier today, or rather yesterday, that we're also going to discuss with him, and that's next Friday. And next Friday we are going to do a two-hour show, because an hour and a half with this man is just not enough. And he's got so much to say, and I want to hear it all. So,
exactly. I don't even think 2 hours is going to be enough, but... We'll make
you. Well, wear my. You know what? You already cock-blocked me tonight, and now you're trying to wear my ass out in a week. Take it easy on me. I am old. Seriously.
You know I'm a fickle bitch. You know, hello.
Oh,
you've met me, right?
Hello. Come here. Let me smack you. But yes.
Okay, you can smack me.
I'm going to smack you. But yes, next week we are going to do a two-hour show. And we are going to have our pagan pungent on for most of it, if not all of it, which is going to be awesome because we adore him. He is knowledgeable. He is well-studied. He is well-read. And he knows what the hell he's talking about because this is what he does. And we are just thrilled to death to have him. But anyway, so we've been talking about the shift. We've been talking about the changes. We've been talking about all the things that we've been observing. And, a friend of mine, dear friend of mine, and I were talking about how a lot of negativity has been going on in the last month, and a lot of our friends in the pagan community are starting to feel down, and, you know, things are getting very confusing and switched around on people. And I'm just going to reiterate, hang in there. You're not alone. A lot of us are going through the same thing. It is part of the actual shift itself. Those people who are sensitive are actually picking up more on these things now than they were before. So don't freak. Don't freak. Just hang in there. Try everything you can to stay positive. It is important. The shift, a lot of people were like, oh, the shift is going to happen and everything's going to magically change. Boom. And that's not how it works. The shift, that's why it's called the shift. It's a movement. It's a slide into a new thing. It is not, otherwise we'd call it the change. Because, you know, a change, you think of something that's a little more instantaneous. So basically, ride with it. This is actually going to be a beautiful year. And you just have to keep your eyes open. Center yourselves every day. Meditate as much as you can every day. don't let the craziness of the confusion of others affect you in your path. We believe that this is an awakening of spiritual light, and that people are actually going to stop holding on to their fascist Christian regime way of thinking, i.e. the fundamentalist side of the world are starting to loosen their grip because things are starting to slip away from them. This is not a nah moment. This is a, we have to use the love and compassion that they preach about. We have to actually put into real practice.
Exactly.
And it's hard. It's hard. It's very hard. People don't like letting go of their ideals. People don't like letting go of their belief systems, especially when it's been handed down for generations through the family. I was raised by Republican Christians. But then again, I rebel against everything anyway, because that's just, it's my nature to be contrary, and I am trying very hard to, well, I mean, you know, I've become more liberal as time has gone on, not less. A lot of people tend to shift right as they get closer to meeting their maker, makers, great spirit, whatever. My feeling is, fuck it. I'm going out guns blazing. I don't give a shit. I want to see everybody be able to get married and get high before I die, and have there that shit go. All legal and accepted and normal, because that's, you know, I think that's why I was born, to see that shit go down and do everything I can to help it along. So, I'm in my 50s already. Time's a wasting, bitches. Get it moving. But, yeah, seriously. So I'm just hoping, you know, people who have been judgmental or afraid, you know, to make friends with people of different religions will kind of put all that bullshit down and start getting things right. Because it is important, because, you know, a lot of us have kids and we're scared. This is some crazy ass shit. We've witnessed Reagan. Well, I'm old enough to have witnessed the Reagan era, and, you know, a little bit of Nixon and Carter and Ford, and you know, and seen the change from normal people in politics to radical right wing. And I have to tell you, I think it's gone about, I think that aspect has gone about as far as it can. I think the last election, and we'll talk about this more with our pagan pundit, but, you know, I think we've seen the end of having to be afraid of the fundamentalist side of politics. I think it's, you know, they're doing a lot of soul searching now, and John Boehner is on the run, and he's painted himself into a beautiful corner. Good luck, John. All the erasers in the world ain't going to get your happy ass out of this one. So that's going to be interesting to watch, which is...
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sorry, but he's not a girl, so that crying jag doesn't fucking work with him.
It doesn't. There's no crying in politics, God. Come on, man up. Put your big girl panties on and get with the program. Cheesy, crazy. But you know what? I can understand to a certain extent. You see everything kind of slipping away, and it's scary. And we have to try to be patient with those we don't agree with, and we have to try to be patient and bring them along gently. I mean, listen, I'm the first one to lose my fucking temper at the drop of a hat, but I'm trying. I am trying. As some of you know, now that I am back home, I am spending time in our local city, and I am dealing with a lot of right wingers and a lot of people. I am technically in the broom closet, but only for my job. Everybody who really knows me knows that I am a witch. So that's, you know, I'm mostly out. I do see that there is going to come a time where I'm going to out myself, actually, and I'm looking forward to it. And the funny thing is that as you get older, you don't care as much. Because I've already built my career, you know. It's like, yeah, I'm the same person I was when y'all first met me, you know, almost 10 years ago. So, yeah, this is just something. Here's a little piece of information you didn't have before today. Boom. So I'm kind of, like, excited about that prospect, even though a lot of people would be like, what do you mean you want to tell them? Yeah, I do. I actually do want to tell them. So I can see where that's going to happen eventually, sooner probably more than later. So, yeah, it's just time. It's time to be free. It's time for us to free ourselves and be open and just be who we are and let the chips fall where they may. So, you know,
That goes for non-pagans as well. You know, I know we are mostly a pagan show, or we are, you know, friendly toward everybody. But this is confusing, especially for non-pagans. You know, people who don't know what's going on. You know, because you and I have been feeling this since, like, late 2008 and early 2009 that there was a big change coming. You know,
well, that was you. I came along on that about a year after. If you started feeling it in 2008, I don't think I was really feeling anything because of my own bullshit. But I think the end of 2009 when I was like, holy shit, something really is happening.
Yeah, it's undeniable. It's that big. And people who are not in the know don't understand what's going on. So, you know, that's another reason, like you said, you know, a lot of this fundamentalism is dying out. We need to be patient with everybody. You know, it's frustrating. It's, you know, you want to just smack some of these people upside the fucking head. But, you know, we need to be patient with them and, you know, at least try to help them along if they're willing to accept the help.
Yeah, well,
you know,
see, that's the whole thing. How do you help people along when they don't even realize that shit's going on? And that's the weird thing, because you kind of feel like, you know, when you're the odd man out and you see people losing their minds, and it's like, and you want to tell them, hey, look, chill out, it's going to be groovy. It's just
yeah.
The shift. They look at you like you have a fucking duck on your head. It's like, I mean, really, I'm trying to figure out how to express all this to our non-pagan friends. And it's not quite that easy. I'm still trying to figure that part of it out. It's like, well, what am I supposed to say to these people? It's like, oh, you know, and because to be honest with you, even as a pagan, and, you know, because I am a pagan, it's like, I know how this shit would sound to me if it was coming from a Christian, because Christians have been talking about Jesus coming back. So
yeah.
I'm sure they would look at us along the same level. You know, it's kind of along the same lines of, you know, well, of course you feel something, you feel Jesus. And it's like, no, not really. I don't think so.
That's not it.
I don't think so.
But I actually had this a similar conversation with a Christian friend of mine, and she is very devout, and she, you know, reaches for her Bible when she has a question, and it's kind of like, yeah, and I'm not going to name names here, but, you know, if she's listening, she knows who I'm talking about. But she asked me, she was like, you know, every once in a while, I keep seeing this one word over and over and over again, and it's like a message being driven home to me. Now, she will take her Bible, take it in her hands, and basically say, okay, please show me what you need to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, sweetie, that's spell work. You know, it's spell work basically boils down to energy and your intent, the intention that you have behind that energy that you put out. You know, and a lot of people think that, you know, we're like, ooh, hooky spooky. No, it's we're tapped into that energy is what it is. And it's very scientific, and that's where you kind of get the balancing point with the Christian religion, because they're so against witchcraft and they're so against science. You know, I mean, there are people who still reject evolution. It's like, what? How?
Oh, yes.
I mean, proof. There is proof in front of your face, and you're going to believe a book. A book is more important than proof. You know, and I fully believe in faith, and you need faith, and you need the mystery, but if there's proof in front of your face, if a scientist turned around to me and said, here's the proof that you can't do magic, I would be like, okay. I would contemplate it because I've seen the proof, you know, myself.
Right.
And I'm going off on a tangent again. I don't know what I'm trying to explain, but it's just, you know.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
The audience and I are just going to wait until you're done. We're good at that, right, audience? We're just going to let this bitch run her course, and we'll catch up. It's all right.
My poor husband has to do the same thing, so I'm sorry.
Well,
put it off on the tangent.
No, it's part of your adorableness and your charm. That's part of the reason I love you so much. But yes, I do have to say that it's interesting that people do spell work and don't even realize that they're doing it. I run into that a lot.
Yeah,
it's
and
cute.
It's like, oh, well, I did this, and this. And it's like, yeah, you're casting spells. You realize that, right? You know,
and they don't.
They don't.
No, because that's the Holy Spirit or something.
Well,
that's
what I explained to her. I said, that's what you choose to call it. It is everything to us, and it is nothing to us. You know, I believe, you know, the energy has... I don't know how to explain it, so I'm not going to even go down there.
No,
I'm
go down there. No, that's okay. I'll pull you back. Go ahead. I'm following. Don't drop me in the middle of the road now. Shit, come on.
Okay. To me, you know, we call them gods and goddesses. I think there are many. I feel that there are many. This is something that is just... I mean, I was raised Roman Catholic. Most of us were raised in a Christian-based or Judaism or, you know, some kind of Christian type of religion. You know, but there are just certain ones of us that you just know that's not quite what it is. That's similar. You know, I kind of follow you with that, dude, and I believe in the peace and the love, but the whole murdering and yelling at fig bushes and you know, smiting entire firstborns, I'm not digging that. You know, there are certain things that we know inherently as human beings to be truth, or, you know, there's something out there. There's something out there. What we choose to call it is up to us, but as long as we harness that energy and use it for good, it doesn't matter what you call it. You know, but it all stems back to, you can't tell other people what to do either. That doesn't give you free rein and free license to tell, you know, my brother and my brother-in-law that, you know, they're not allowed to love each other. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Right.
You can't tell that. You know, that's in your book itself. Judge not lest ye be judged. And I'm sorry, but how many people that rely on the whole Leviticus thing will also go to clam bakes?
Yeah.
You know, it's like that's just as much of an abomination as what you quote on, you know, as being gay. Actually, one of these days we need to get Henry on here because I had heard something as far as Leviticus goes, you know, thou shalt not lie with a man as you would a woman.
Well, that would be impossible because a man doesn't have a vagina.
Exactly. And also, you know, what I had heard, and I can't quote this for truth, but historically speaking, you know, you also did not treat a woman as your equal, but you would treat a man as your equal. So why doesn't that mean you shall not lie with a man as you would a woman, meaning you will treat your male lover superior than you would your female lover?
Wow, how, like, totally around the bend did we go on that? But I'm digging it. I'm kind of digging it. You know, what if the whole situation really is, you know, a cautionary tale about getting involved, for men to not get involved with women? Like, maybe men were supposed to be gay. How do you like that? Maybe it's about men shouldn't be laying with a woman. Maybe it was opposite day in Mount Sinai. I don't know. No fucking clue. But you know what I do know? It doesn't fucking matter. Here's what I think.
Exactly.
What I think is, if you love someone and you're devoted to them and you're giving them your all and you have agreed to be in this committed relationship, fuck everybody else. Give a shit what other people think. Fuck those people. These people don't mean shit to you, nor should they. Fuck those idiots. Go on and do you, boo-boo. That's my opinion. Shit, if I wanted to fall in love with my lamp, I would fall in love with my fucking lamp. I don't care.
I love lamp. I'm sorry you set me up for that one.
I know I did. But I have a beautiful lamp. And it's gorgeous. And I turn it on when I come home, and I love it, and it gives me the best light, and it's beautiful, and it makes me happy. Now, that may sound stupid and trite and simplistic, but quite frankly, I love this lamp. If I ever move, the lamp is going with me because I love the lamp. I wonder how many people would associate my lamp love with being an abomination. Serious lamp love.
You know, what's going to happen next? We let the gays marry, and then, oh, my God, they start, you know, people start marrying cows and horses and animals.
And
oh, my God, this is going to be, yeah. You know, I'm sorry, but they let people marry themselves and cardboard cutouts in Japan. Why can't we marry people we love?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, seriously. I think, here's the thing. I think the whole thing about, you know, you have to sleep, all kidding aside, I think the whole thing about you have to sleep with a woman is because they were literally trying to repopulate after the flood. I mean, literally. And you can't get babies without a man and a woman fucking.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what it is.
I've always had this theory that maybe that's nature's way of population control.
There's a lot of good explanations. We don't know that. And quite frankly, that's brilliant. I think it's brilliant because, quite frankly, we do need some population control. You don't know some of the crazy bitches that I know. And
I know,
I'm like,
right?
Damn, you crazy-ass bitch.
We have 90 seconds left, so.
What?
We are going to have to say, yeah, I know. It's a short show.
Damn,
you know,
all right.
Next week, we're going to be 2 hours, and we are going to be filling in the rest of that conversation. Henry has agreed to call in.
Oh, yeah, we love you guys.
Have a happy new year. I love you, sis. Don't kill me next time I see you.
I'll try not to, but really quick before we sign out, do a money spell at midnight on New Year's. Go out there with your wallets open and ask the great mother and great father to bless your finances, your wealth, health, and happiness. Do it under the full moon. Open your wallet. It's a spell we do every year. It's a wonderful spell. Make it up as you go. The gods will understand what you're saying because they're gods, for God's sake. All right. We love you. Bright blessings. May the Lord and Lady protect you and all you love. And the people around you and your finances and all the good things that you are hoping for the new year, we ask the gods to give it to you. So motivate.
Love you guys. See, talk to you next week. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.